It's about time is really what I want to say. Since they made those changes in 2005, the SAT has not become a better test. As a matter of fact, it became a longer test.
Melissa Cook is owner and director of Test Preps, a Buffalo test preparation company. Cook is thrilled with the announced changes for the SAT. Cook believes it will become a more authentic test.
Getting rid of the obscure SAT words that students, you know, have to memorize and then never use again, that's definitely a step in the right direction. Revamping the essay, which I heard from college professors that when kids came to college, they actually had to teach them how to rewrite the essay because the way you would write an SAT essay was, you know, far from being good writing skills.
Other changes include eliminating penalties for guessing the wrong answer.
Even just eliminating the guessing penalty, where in the SAT you would lose a quarter point for everyone that you got wrong.
But not all educators agree with the change to the guessing penalty.
I think the big problem is the statistics, though. They removed guessing, which makes the test less precise. This means that students are going to guess a lot more, and some kids are going to be luckier than others.
Mingming Chu is a University of Buffalo professor who specializes in statistics.
And statistics have developed pretty good procedures for modeling how people guess and removing the guessing effect. So I think removing guessing penalty is going to make the test less precise.
Chu noted schools should not rely on the SAT alone to evaluate students. He says scores don't predict very much. Overall scores will also be dropped from 2100 back to the old score of 1600. But all these changes won't begin until 2016. And this Saturday, many college-bound high school juniors all across Western New York will be taking the SAT with the current rules still in place. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.